Good evening, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. This evening, we're going to continue following the thread of Nadia Boulanger's influence on music of the 20th century. We'll hear the music of the French composers Marcel de Manzierly and Lily Boulanger, as well as hearing a little of Nadia's music. We'll talk to the pianist Robert Levin about some of his experiences studying with Nadia Boulanger, and we'll hear the works of the Polish composers Grzesław Bacewicz and Marta Zadzińska, both of whom studied with her. Let's begin with Lily Boulanger, who in her short lifetime made her mark on the musical world by becoming the first woman to win the coveted Premier Grand Prix de Rome in 1913. The younger sister of Nadia Boulanger, the Rome Prize made her an overnight success, not only in Paris, but in the international music scene as well. Demands for her music increased as her health deteriorated. She died at the age of 24. Despite her race against time, she produced an extraordinary body of work. D'un soir triste, of a sad evening, and its companion piece, D'un matin de printemps, were completed in 1918 and were the last works written in Lily's own hand. Many of the details were not completed by Lily but were put in by Nadia. D'un soir triste, with its slow parallel opening fifths and chromatic harmonies and dark instrumental colors, paints an impressionistic picture of gloom and sorrow. I think it's a beautiful work. We'll hear it now in a performance by the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta.